So with the top line, the first piece of 54a, the top line, okay, says, if a person sees a place where miracles occur to the Jewish people, he makes the bracha, and obviously he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shasanisim Elokeinu Melech Olam. That means if you see the point where Klal Yisrael cross Yam Sof or the Yarden, and the Gemara will have other examples. If he sees a place where Avodah Zarah has been uprooted, so in Eretz Yisrael, Omer Baruch Shakara Avodah Kochavim Azalot Meretz Einu. So he makes the bracha, blessed is Hashem who has taken Avodah Zarah from our land. Actually, the Gemara later on Nun Zion will explain, and Kati also pointed this out, that there's more that's said in the bracha. And then there's also a little piece. You say Ushem Shenekra Mimakom Zeh Kinta Kerimkom Kamot Yisrael. So just like it's been uprooted here, it should be uprooted from all places that the Jews are located. But Shevlev Ovdim Lo Avdecha, and restore the people who serve them to serve you. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, you'd say Baruch She Akar Avodah Kochavim. I don't know. I think Mimakom Zeh, something like that. All right. Anyway, let's take a look back on the Gemara and Dalet Amud Aleph for 54a, the fourth line. He says, "Al Hazikin, Zikin. We don't know what it is, but it's going to be a comet. We don't know yet, but it's a comet. Bial Hazvaod is earthquake. Bial Ramim is thunder. Bial Haruchod and strong winds. Bial Habrakim, lightning. Omer Baruch Shekochov Gruatom Aleolam. So we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to say that you could also make the bracha Baruch Osei Maaseh Bereishit for each one of them. And the minhag is now to do for thunder you say Baruch Shekochov Gruatom Aleolam, and for lightning you say Osei Maaseh Bereishit. Al Harim Bial Gvod Bial Yamim Bial Hanarot Bial Midbarot. When one sees mountains, hills, seas, and rivers and deserts, Omer Baruch Osei Bereishit, or some Sfarim have Maaseh Bereishit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harwed Yam Gadol. Prince sees the Yam Gadol. Some want to say Yam Gadol is the Mediterranean. Some say it means just the ocean. Omer Baruch Shasar Yam Gadol Bizman Shroyed Prakim. So each one of these things, you can only make it. Like in other words, if I haven't seen it in 30 days, I can make the bracha. But if I've seen it like the last 30 days, I can't make the bracha anymore on it. Okay. In other words, the idea is I'm like mispile from it. I'm like. Makes a big impression on me, but it's only not more than once every 30 days. Okay, there's two lines before it gets wide. Al Shamim Yal Basro Tavod, for rain and for good news, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And it's going to come out like Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv means it's somebody else who's benefiting from it. So some want to say like when the rain comes, it means if you have a partner in the land, then you'd make the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Some want to say, no, even if you don't have another partner in it, but everybody's happy with the rain, so there's a whole chevra, so you say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And we'll see B'li Nedar, you'll see in the Gemara later on, not today, but in the coming days, the Gemara will dissect each line in the Mishnah. Al Basarot Ra'od, Omer Baruch HaTov, for when you get bad news, you say Baruch Tian HaEmet. That's the sad thing. Okay, now Banabai Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadashim. If a person built a new house or he purchased new garments, Omer Baruch Shechianu V'Kimanu V'Gelim Zmanazeh. You make the bracha of Shechianu. And again, there's more that has to be explained about this, but the Ikar is it has to be something which is chashuv to you, and it depends very much on the person. So if a person's a multimillionaire, so a lot of things may not be important to him. If a person's very poor, then other things are all right. So he says, the second wide line, Baruch Ala Ra'a Me'in Ala Tov V'Ala Tov V'Me'in Ala Ra'a. And again, the Gemara is going to explain that I make a bracha for bad, even though it's going to be some good with it. So the example that Kahati had, or Rav Kahati had, was let's say your field got flooded, which is bad news, and the tefuah got destroyed. But on the other hand, now the field is like, been watered. So to speak. So it's bad, but there's sort of like a silver lining in the bad. And similarly, Tova Mein Al Ra, and the Gemara here discusses this. So the Gemara with Tova, the Gemara I think later on, Daf Samach says, let's see, you found a Metzia, and it's worth a lot of money, so you're happy with that, but the government's going to come and take it away from you, which is the bad news. So you still make the bracha. He says, Bahat Soik L'Shavar Rezu Tfilat Shav. If a person, he's like, he's making a tefillah concerning something that already occurred in the past. It's a tefillah shav. It's like a vain tefillah. The Gemara will give, the Mishnah will give examples. For example, Haytaish Tomu Beret, if his wife was pregnant already, she's, let's say, 9 months pregnant. Vomer, you heard someone said, Ishti Zachar, may it be your will that my wife give birth to a male child, a raisu tefillah shav. Obviously, because the child is already in the form. Haya Baba Derech, if he was walking, he was traveling.
Wait a minute. What if. The wife's pregnant, but you don't know what she's having.
Right, but whatever she's having, it's already decreed what she's having.
So in other words, he's hoping for a male, but it's already been determined.
Right. So that's it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let's see back in the Gemara. Now, the fourth white line. Fifth. He was traveling on the derech, and he hears like a scream in the city. He says, "Vomer beti." You say, may it be God's will, does not be in my house. In other words, like he hears like calamity, and he says, may not be in my house, a raisu tefillah shav, because it was already either in your house or not in your house. So, now, hanichnas lekrach, now a slightly different topic. If a person, he's traveling, now he enters a city, krach is a walled city, mitpalel shtayim. Now, Rashi explains, he's talking about in Bizman Chazal, so the city is like, it was danger, like, because the Moshe'el would be like, you know, could throw you into jail or make false accusations against you and all sorts of things, you know. If you look at Rashi, in the eighth narrow line, Anichnas Lekrach, Hamalach Bederach, Pesurich Lavor Krach, Vishamitsi Moshlim Raim, Umachapsim Alilor. There are like bad rulers there, and they're looking to like, you know, create pretexts and, you know, other things can happen to you. So, Hanichnas Lekrach with Palestine. So, when a person enters a city, he should daven twice. Achapich Nisato, one when he enters the city, and he'll say, that he wrote some that may my entrance way go with say, you know, b'shalom, b'chapi tziyato, and then when he leaves, he'll give hodat to Hashem, thank God I made it through this horrible city. Ben Azai Yomer Arba, Ben Azai says he'll have four tefillot, shtayim b'chnisato, two when he enters, he says shtayim b'tziyato, and two when he leaves. Notin hadal sha'avar b'tzoyke la'atid, and in each case, in other words, he's entering the city, so he'll say, thank God, you know, thank you Hashem, you know, may my entrance be okay, and thank you for what you've done to me up till now. And then similarly, when he exits the city, you know, he'll pray that my exit be okay, and thank you for guiding me through the city well up till now. Alright, now, Chayav Adam Levarech Al Ra'ah K'shem Shevarech Al HaTovah, a person has to make a bracha, a blessing, for bad things, just like he makes a blessing for good things. Now, the Gemara is going to have a drasha, and the drasha that's going to support this, you've got to wait a couple of lines and be a little patient. It's coming up. So you should love Hashem with all your heart, your all your might, all your soul. Cholavavcha means with both of your inclinations. Yitzhahara. And we'll have to explain exactly what that means. Give me a few minutes. With all your soul, even if he takes your life, and we'll see in the Gemara is going to have about later on about Rabbi Kiva, who gave his life teaching Torah. He says, with all your money. And here's the lima that we were looking for. In other words, whatever he meets out, you should thank him. He says, now it means like this, that like the Gemara is going to, you know, go through all these things. It's a person should always say, "Kol da'avid rachman l'tav avid." Whatever Hashem has done is for the best. A person should always say that. A person should be ragil to say, "Kol da'avid rachman l'tav avid." And the Gemara has about Rabbi Akiva. His Rebbe was Nachum Ish Gamzu, so whatever would happen, he would say Gamzu Latova. And the Gemara later on in this parak, it has a story about Rabbi Akiva. Remember, he leaves this town, and he brings his mule with him, a light, and a rooster. So as he's traveling, the light gets blown out, and the rooster gets devoured, and then the donkey gets devoured. And each time he said Gamzu Latova, and then it turned out that the whole city was pillaged by marauding bandits during the night. And had they seen the light, had they heard the donkey bray or the rooster crow, he would have been finished. So it worked out for the best. But the idea is that, like Slach says, that in the future we'll make Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv for everything. Even in other words, in this world we make Dayana Emes for bad and HaTov HaMeitiv for good, but in the future we'll make HaTov HaMeitiv for everything. It means we're only able to see like narrowly, like we don't understand the whole Cheshbon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would understand the whole Cheshbon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would see that everything is really for our best. Even the things that are bad are really for the best, and that's what it means. You have to thank Hashem, and that's that piece. Okay, now let me just pause here for station identification. All right, now, so the Evan Shlomo explains that the term Yetzer Tov, this is from the Aladaf, refers to man's spiritual yearnings, and the Yetzer Hara refers to man's desire for worldly matters such as good food. So it means like the Yetzer Tov, the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov is Ruchnius, spiritual matters, Ruchnius, and the Yetzer Hara is Gashmius, right? That's what it's saying. So the Mishnah teaches that one should serve Hashem. In other words, the question is, how do you serve Hashem with both your Yetzarim? It was understand the Yetzer Tov. How do I serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara?
Your Gashmi.
Right. So the Mishnah teaches that one should serve Hashem even when engaged in worldly pursuits. One can accomplish this if he does so with the proper intentions. Hashem created man with a desire for worldly matters because a minimum worldly need is necessary for man's survival in this world. Without eating, one would die. Without getting married, there would be no continuation of mankind. One who pursues worldly matters not as an end in itself, but only to ensure his survival so he can serve Hashem, fulfills the obligation of love Hashem with both of his hearts. It's like the Gemara says in Masechet Yoma, it says that that they prayed that the Yetzer Hara should disappear from man, and the Gemara says like right, so nobody was having relations, the chickens weren't laying eggs, and everything was coming to like a halt. So this Hesber is saying that there is a role for like a man's indulgence of worldly matters, but he should just do what he needs, like to serve Hashem. That's the first derech. Now, alternatively, the Eben Yisrael explains that although it is laudatory for one to minimize the pursuit of worldly desires and involve oneself in spiritual matters as much as possible, with regard to one's friends, one must take the opposite approach. So it means like this: with myself, I should serve Hashem. If listening, Eddie, this is with myself, I should emphasize the ruchnius, but with my fellow man, I should emphasize the gashmius, meaning one has a guest in his home, is it appropriate to act piously and minimize worldly pleasures? Like, oh, we're not having a lot to eat, you know, we just... He says, rather, on such occasions, one must serve Hashem with his Yetzer Hara, meaning he should maximize his friend's comfort by serving the best foods and offering comfortable accommodations. So it means, like, in my own Avodas Hashem, I have to emphasize the Yetzer Tov, which he's calling, like, Ruchnius. But when I'm dealing with other people, I have to emphasize the gashmius. So we have two approaches what the Mishnah means. Now, one second. Did you want to say something?
Well, wouldn't just being able to control your Yetzer, the bad part...
Yetzer Hara.
Yetzer, wouldn't that in and of itself
no,
be
no, no,
positive?
But it is positive, but it's not what the Mishnah says. Oh. The Mishnah says that you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov.
Right.
So you're just saying you're containing the Yetzer Hara.
No, I'm just saying...
But I'm saying, but what does the Mishnah mean you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Hara?
Right.
So he gave two Hesberim, that in Achinami, like, my Yetzer Hara liking is what causes me to eat and to engage in this world, but I'm doing it L'Avodas Hashem, I'm doing it for the sake of Hashem. Right. Or that for myself, I'm emphasizing the ruchnius, but for my neighbor, I'm emphasizing the gashmius, and that would be another way. Now, the Mishnah says one who builds himself a new house must recite the bracha of Shachianu. This also applies to one who buys a new house, build or buy a new house. The Leiv Chaim maintains that one who buys a house on credit or with a mortgage should not recite Shachianu.
Yeah,
I didn't have a chance to look into this today. So most people do buy homes and there's a mortgage. So he says, he argues that if the house is not paid for, the owner's joy is not complete, and therefore Shachianu is not warranted at the time of the purchase. Like, I have this big mortgage on my head, so I'm not so happy with it. So he says, and when he eventually pays off the house, he also does not recite a bracha, because by that time, the initial joy experienced at the time of the purchase, it was like 20 years later, he paid off the mortgage, so he doesn't make Shachianu. It's like, not such a simcha, I've been living in the house for 20 years. So it's an interesting twist on it. And yeah, alright. All right. Let's see further in the Mishnah, and then we'll take another pause. Okay. Okay. Now we're up to. Now we mentioned this next piece is like a different paragraph in the Mishnah. We mentioned about Avas Hashem, and now the Mishnah addresses itself to some aspects of Yiri. Ava means love. Yiri means fear. So he says, Lo yakil adam et rosho k'neged shar hamizrach shumum chuvan k'neged beit kodshei kodashim. A person shouldn't act with levity if he's in front of the shar mizrach. Now, the shar mizrach means for har habayit. In other words, you have the temple mount. So on the shar mizrach was the eastern gate, but it was lined up like to all the openings straight through to the kodesh kodashim, at least during the time of the bayit rishon. So he says a person shouldn't act with levity there. He says, "V'lo yikaneis lahar habayit v'maklov v'nalo pundato." Person shouldn't enter the har habayit with his staff, with his shoes. Uba pundato is his money belt. Uba baksha aragla with dust on his feet. It's interesting because there are some people who do go up to the har habayit bizmanazah.
Do they take off their shoes?
I'm wondering if they do that. I don't know. So he says here, "V'lo yasenu kapendari rakika mikabachomer." A person shouldn't make like the har habayit. Like a shortcut. Kamandari is like a shortcut, and Rakika, like a place to, like for a spittoon, like to spit over there. Mikavachomer, and the Gemara will explain what the Kavachomer is. Now, Kul Chomi Brachot Shemikdash Yomrim Ad HaOlam. Some say Min HaOlam. So Rashi explains that the Gemara Masechet Tanit says that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would say a brachot, and there were different brachot they would say in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Nusach of the brachot was a little bit different. So he would say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Yer Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adad, is the way the person would make the bracha. So they would say, Ad HaOlam. So the Ad HaOlam, Yishekilkul with Stukim, the Sadducees, like corrupted or got involved, Amru Ein Olam Elacha, they denied the Olam Abba, Yitkina Shomri Min HaOlam Yad HaOlam. So they made him a talking from Min HaOlam Yad HaOlam. Now the only thing is here that...
What was it first?
First it was just Ad HaOlam, and then they said Min HaOlam Yad HaOlam. So, I mean, from this world to the next world... Now the question is, when did they make this takana? So the stukim are really at the end of Bayit Sheni, but and it seems like this takana was Ezru Beitino, but it means that they had people with a similar idea to what the stukim would later have, that there's no Olam Haba. So Beitkinu Sheyadam Shoel and Shlomo Chaveru B'Shem. Another takana they made is that a person would greet his friend using the Shem Hashem. Shneamar, and they had like support from it from the psukim.
In the Beit HaMikdash or anywhere?
Anywhere. He says, Shneamar, now some say that's when we say Shalom Aleichem, it's based on this. Shalom is the Shem Hashem. So saying Shalom Aleichem, it's like that. So he says, Shneamar, v'nei Boaz ba'mi beit lechem, v'yom l'kotrina Hashem imachem. That Boaz, who's the shofet, he comes from beit lechem, and he greets the people who are reaping in the field, and he says, Hashem imachem, he uses the Shem Hashem. And they also has the Shem Hashem. So I think it's what Sfardim say when they get an Aliyah, right?
Yes.
The only thing I don't know, I mean, this Michael Aryeh was here, I think, on Shabbos. He was saying that this is the source for it, but I don't understand why it's only by an Aliyah that the Sfardim say it. In other words, why Bedafka, when they get an Aliyah, they say it. You know, I don't understand why that time and no other time. So he says here, Va'omer, and so the point is that in the Pasuk, there's a support for this Takanas Chacham. I mean, the Chacham could say, you can greet Hashem using, you can greet your friend using Shem Hashem. And they had, and they see in the Psukim where there's a support for it.
From Boaz.
And the Omer, Hashem Chagibor Achayil, there's another support. The Malach greets Gidon, and the Malach says to Gidon, Hashem Im Chagibor Achayil, God is with you. So based on those things, they were metaking, greet your neighbor with Shem Hashem. So again, so Shalom Aleichem is based on that. The Omer, now this is a slightly different idea. V'omer al tavuz ki zatna imecha. Don't abuse your mother because she's old. Meaning, you have deference to the gedolim, the prior gedolim. So Boaz was a shofet, and we should have deference for him. V'omer eight la sod la Hashem peiru Torah techa. It's a time to do for Hashem be made for your Torah. So it means even if it looks like it's against the Torah, like in other words, everybody's using the Shem Hashem, looks like it's against the Torah, but if it's eight la sod Hashem, so the Chachamim can make a takana as they see fit, even though it's really not against the Torah. He says, Rabbi Natan Omer, and there's a question whether Rabbi Natan is just explaining the first line, Hey, Feru Torah Techa, Mishum Eit La Sot La Hashem. In other words, you'll do things that seem like it's made for the Torah, but because it's Eit La Sot La Hashem, so we're going to do that.
And so when you could go against the Torah when?
He's saying like this, that I mean, the idea of Eit La Sot La Hashem is sometimes you're going to do things that seem like they're against the Torah.
Okay.
but because they lasso Hashem, the times require it. So it means that, like the Chacham is saying, that they told that they instituted that people should greet using the Shem Hashem. So it sounds like that's not al pi Torah because you're using the Shem Hashem here, there. But really, it creates a chibur in Klal Yisrael. Let us wait 2 minutes. Okay, let's look at Rashi, 20 lines to the bottom. You don't say he's like degrading the kavod for Hashem. They learned it from Boaz. So then, last Rashi, five lines above where it's wide. Sometimes we're vatel Torah in order to do for Hashem. That's the Ritzon Hashem. Hashem wants us to seek out the welfare of our neighbors. In other words, you could do something that looks like it's prohibited, but it's really not prohibited. In other words, even though it doesn't, like the atmospherics don't look great, but ultimately it is good. That's the way he's learning here. Though sometimes there are extreme situations where it is against the Torah, but it's Ohrad Shah, like Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, where he brought the Korban out with the duel with the Nevi Abal, that was also an Eitlan Selashim for Torah Tacha. Okay, what is God?
So that's what I asked you. What would an example be of doing something against the Torah?
We just said, like reading the Shem Hashem. So it's not actually against the Torah, but it looks like it's against the Torah. In other words, you're going around using the Shem Hashem to greet somebody. That doesn't look like the right thing. That looks like you're mezalzel. You're like, you know, degrading the Shem Hashem by going using the Shem Hashem here, there, and the other place. But really, it is the sake of the Torah. The Hashem wants us to be mechubar to one another. And Nachinami, it's not against the Torah. Means even though it looks like at first blush like it is against the Torah,
it's not.
Right. So it's eight lahasot lahashem. If your ultimate goal is to do for Hashem, so hey peru toratecha, you're going to do things sometimes that look like it's against the Torah, even though they're not. But then I said sometimes it really is against would normally be against the Torah, but there's a special dispensation like Eliyahu and Har Carmel. Eliyahu has this duel with the Nevi Baal.
Right.
So he's not allowed to bring a korban outside the Beis Hamikdash, but Horat Shah. There was a special ruling just for that one time, that one.
So what would like the Koach Nefesh be if you had to violate the Shabbos? Where would that fit in?
Yeah, so I don't think that's the same thing at all. Koach Nefesh. Yeah, Koach Nefesh, and there was either it's Hutar or it's either Hutra or Dehuya, but in other words, there the halacha provides that's the halacha provides that I should do it. Yeah, in other words, it becomes a mitzvah. In other words, the Rambam says you shouldn't say I'll let X and Y do it. Like you should do it if you see the Pekuach Nefesh. All right. Was any other questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah? All right. Let me just get the book so I can take and see what they got here. So this is we're on Nun Dalet today, right?
350.
All right. I'm looking. Let's see what they got here. All right.
Seems like a heavy going to carry around.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's go further than the Gemara. Let me get the bookmark here, and then we don't have to keep turning here. Okay, there it is. All right. All right. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says we're around 20 lines from the bottom. We've got to keep moving. We're running behind schedule. So Gemara, Menani, Mila, where do I know this halakha from? So going back to the first line in the Mishnah, the way we work just a couple of lines each day, so it's going to take us a while to go through this Mishnah. It'll take, I think, the whole parak to go through this Mishnah. So he says, Menani, Mila, where do I know this halakha from that when I make a bracha in a place where a nisim were done for Klal Yisrael? So Amar B'yochan, Amar Krav, Amar Yitro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil V'gomer, Yitro Kim, and he says, Baruch Hashem, you know, like, and Yitro is the one, like, Baruch Hashem only appears, somebody said Rabbi Sachs had an article, and it says Baruch Hashem is three times in the Chumash. It's, one is with Noach, and one is with Eliezer, right. And one is over here with Yitro. So Yitro comes, he says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzilachem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro, Ay, Kana Hara, Hashem saved you from Mitzrayim Yad Paro. So it's like, you see support to making a bracha when, like, where the mace is done to Klal Yisrael.
Where did you see a miracle?
Well, Asher Yisilchem Yad Mitzrayim of Yad Paro.
He saw.
How were?
He saw the sea.
He didn't see it. He heard about it.
Yeah, but the Mishnah said when you see the
When you see the place, see the location.
Right.
So you're right. So he's not Lechori. He's not seeing the location where they crossed the Yam Suf.
He came after.
But he's saying like he's making like a type of bracha. In other words, doesn't mean
it's
like
not literal.
It means like we see here like a support for making a bracha for when a nation isn't done to call Yisrael.
But
in other words, he's saying like, he's God saved you miyad Mitzrayim miyad Parao, all the miracles he did for you. So bless Hashem who did all these miracles for you. So then the Gemara says, Anisa the Rabban Barachin, Anisa the Yachad Lomarachin. The implication of the Mishnah is, I only make a bracha if I see a makom where Nisim were done for Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. But a nes that's done for one person, I wouldn't make a bracha. Now the Gemara is going to prove an incident that we do. Who gavra the habakazi of Avar Yamina? There was a person who went, like in a certain district. They said Yamina means the southern district. Nafale Ari, he was attacked by a lion. It's obviously Nisim itzil mina, and then he was saved from the lion. Akhil coming to Rava, he came before Rava. Amarle Kolayim. So Rabbi said, whenever you go to that location, you should make this bracha. It means whatever it says Baruch. It means Baruch Tashem Okin Makulam, Shasa Nisma Makomazem. Umar Barid Ravina, Havaka Azia Bapakhtada Ravot. Mar, the son of Ravina, was traveling in this valley of Aravot. He says, "V'tzachalamai," he thirsted for water. "Itabeli nisa yivrele ena demaya v'ishti," and a miracle occurred. A spring came out, and he drank from it. "V'tuzim nechada," on another occasion, "Habakazia briska de mechuza," he was traveling in the marketplace of mechuza. "V'afalei gamla pritza," this meshuga camel was like attacking him. "It parkele ashita," and then the wall opened up. He says, "He says al gaba," and then he went inside his building. And he saved himself. Kimata la Ravot, so when he got to back, or when he went to the Zaravot, which is where the water happened, Baruch Baruch Shasalimez Baravot Vagamal. He said he made the bracha, he said in Aravot, which was the water, and with the Gamal. He says, Kimata la Ristika the Mechuza, when he would go back to the marketplace of Mechuza, he was saying, Baruch Baruch Shasalimez Bagamal Baravot. So he's saying like this, that we're saying two things. One is that you see that there, when a person has a private case, he makes the bracha when he gets to that location.
Yes.
And then, in addition to which, he, when the miracle occurred, so when he saw the place, he had miracle A and miracle B. So when he goes to the place of miracle A, he says, "Blessed Hashem who did miracle A and B." He mentions all the miracles that occurred to him. He goes to B, he says, "Blessed Hashem who did
A,
miracle
and
B, and B." He says, "B and A."
Right.
Okay, now, the if you look back, so let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so Amri, they said the Beis Medrash, Anisa the Rabbim Kulim Mechai Bilev Aruchai. If it's Anisa the Rabbim, everybody's obligated to make a bracha. If I go to where a miracle occurred to Klal Yisrael, Anisa the Yachid, if it's a private miracle, Iu Chai Bilev Aruchai, only he is obligated to make the bracha. Now, if you look in the Hagos HaGra, he says, Uberei, Ubarberei. So the gears of the Gonim and the Riff is he's obligated to make the bracha, and his son, and his grandson. And then there's a whole tumult in the postgame that say if a nes occurred to your Rebbe, you'd make a bracha like where a nes occurred to my Rebbe in this place. All right, now. We're going on the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, Haroma Broda Yamar Broda Yardain. If a person sees a place where Klal Yisrael passed through the Yam Suf, through the Sea of Reeds, or the Yardain, where they passed through the Jordan River, Mabrot Nachale Arnon, or the passage through the Arnon, like the canyon with the Arnon, he says, Avneel Gabish Murad Beit Charon. They won't describe it. It's a place where these hailstones fell in the descent from Beit Horon, the Eved Shebikesh Lizrok Og Melech HaBashan Al Yisrael, and stone that Og wanted to throw in Klal Yisrael will come to it. The Eved Sheshav Le Moshe B'Shar Shosai Yeshu Lech Alab Amalek, and the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when they had a war with Amalek, just in the Parsha Shavu, Eved B'Shalach V'Ishto Shalod, and you see the wife of Lod is in Tziv Melech, V'Chomat Yericho Shenivel Abba Mekoma, and the wall of Yericho that was swallowed in its place, Al-Kum Tzir Shitein Hodah V'Shevach L'Nei Amakom. So for all of those, you have to give a Hodah V'Shevach, means thanksgiving and praise to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now the Gemara is going to take them. These are the places that the Mishnah is referring to, and now we'll take them down one by one. So the Gemara says, B'Shleim Ma'ab Roda Yam, Nechti Vaivo B'nei Sum Tochi Yam V'Yabasha. So I understand about Yam Suf. So the Pasuk says they walked on the dry land. Fine, that's a miracle. So with the Jordan River, it also says that it was dry and everybody stood there and they crossed through. Fine, so two miracles. What's this thing about the passage with Nachal Arnon? Where is that mentioned in the Chumash? So the Gemara says, Dechtiv, Al Kini Amar B'Sefer Melech Mod Hashem, if a Hei B'Sufa, and I think it says, if a Hei B'Sufa being a Nechalim are known, I think it says. So Tana taught Nebraisa, Et Behave Besufa. In other words, there were two people. One person's name was Et, and the other person's name was Have. So Et Behave Besufa, they were at the end of the Machane. Shnei Mitzorim Ayub, the Haba Mahalchim Besof Machane Israel. There were two Mitzorayim. So Mitzorayim is sent outside the Machane, and they were walking, like trailing behind Klal Israel as they're traveling through. He says, Ki Havu Kachalfi Israel. So when the Jews were passing through, Atu Amorai, the Amorayim said, the Atu Amorayim came. So turn page, top line, top on Amud Beis and Nudal Beis. Avilo Nikiruta, they bored into the mountains. They made tunnel like a cave in the mountains. V'tashubahon, and they hid in the caves. Amri, they said, Ki chalfi Yisrael hacha nikfalinun. He says, when the Jews pass here, we'll kill them. In other words, like it's like in Afghanistan, you got the valley, you got the mountains nearby. It's like, you know,
they're hiding.
It's like bad news, and then they attack you. So that's what the Amorim did with the Jewish people. V'lo havu yadi daron havamaski. They didn't know that the Aron, the Ark, traveled before Klal Yisrael, and it would flatten the mountains before Klal Yisrael. Came into Ata Aron, so when the Aron came, this is like the point, you know, like in front of Klal Yisrael, the mountains clung together, squished together. In other words, the Aron is like flattening everything, they all squished together. And they killed off all these Emorim, and the blood flowed into like this canyon of Arnon. Kiatu, so that happens, Klaiso don't know it, and then they walk on. Kiatu et Vahav, so when et Vahav came, they were traveling behind Klal Yisrael, they saw the blood coming between these two mountains. So Rashi says the mountains went back after the Aron passed back. Then everything goes back, and they see all the blood. Atu v'amri lul Yisrael, so he said, you'll have no idea what we just saw. They got blood coming all over the place here. But Amru Shira, and then Klal Yisrael recited Shira, song, Haino Dechiv, so that's what means the Pasuk. So here, this Medrash of Chazal is explaining difficult words in the Psukim. The Eshan and Nechalim, it says the which poured from the valley, Ashen Antal Shevet Ar, leaned towards Ar, Vidishon the Gvul Moab, like it's on the Gvul with border Moab, the mountains, and one leaned towards the other one, but that's what it means. So Et Vahav Besufa, you know, Ben and Nechalim are known, so it's got Et and Vahav. Okay, so that's that piece. Now, the next miracle, Avnei El Gabish, Maya Avnei El Gabish. Now, Avnei El Gabish, I mentioned in Tanakh with Yechezkel, Ezekiel, he has a nevuah, prophecy concerning Gog u'Magog. And Yishai, are you still with us, Yishai? Come on, let's get a step. I don't like sleepy people here. Now, so it says that so Yechezkel sees a time when Gog is going to have a war against the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem, among other things, is going to take these Abnei El Gabish and rain it down on him. So the Gemara says,
it's like hail?
Hail, but we'll see. So my Abnei El Gabish, so Tana Torah Nebraisa, Avanim Shamdu El Gabish, the stones, it'll come out hailstones, that stood on account, and was they stayed in the air on account of a man, Biyardu El Gabish, and then they came down on account of a man. Amdu al Gavish, they stayed suspended in the heavens because of a man, Zemosha. Tethiva Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. It was Moshe Rabbeinu we see is called Ish, right? Ish Moshe. So it says, in other words, he's darshing out the word El Gavish. So El Gavish is Al Gavish. So they stayed suspended because of a man, and then they descended because of a man. So they stayed suspended because of a man is Moshe Rabbeinu. Uchtiv, Ayachdulu Aklov Abarad, Umatar Ntach Arza. So after when the Barad, the Makha Barad, the plague of Barad, hail, so Moshe Rabbeinu prays that it should stop, and then the hail is suspended in the air. That's what it says. So Yardu al Gavish, and it came down on behalf of man, Yehoshua, Dechiv Kacha Yehoshua Benon Ish Sheruach Bo. Yehoshua is called an Ish, and he says Uchtiv Vayhi Ben Usam Neben Israel. This is talking about when people from Givon, they made a treaty with Yehoshua, and he didn't realize they were from Givon. They said where they disguised themselves, they said we're from a faraway place, and they came with worn garments, and they said, you know, we're from a distant land, we'd like to make a treaty with you. So he makes the treaty, and then it turns out it's the Givonim who live here in Eretz Israel, and he wouldn't want to do it. So, but he had the treaty with the Givonim, so he made them Chotvei Eitzim and Shoavei Mayim, and then the Givonim get attacked by five Amorim, five kings of the Amorim, attack Givon. So Yoshua, he's honoring his treaty with the Givonim. He goes and he attacks these five kings, and so they're fleeing. And so it says, when they were fleeing because of Bnei Israel, they were sent from Beit Horon. Hashem rained upon them avanim gedolot, which means big stones. But then the pasuk says, it says something like avnei barad, you know. So we're going to take it as hailstones. So it means, so the Brisa says that if a person, he says, Avnei El Gabish, Bibumad Beit Horon. So if a person would see, I don't know, these hailstones in the descent from Beit Horon, then you make that bracha. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara, and then we'll pause in another minute.
Evan
Shibikesh. Yeah. Evan Shibikesh Og Melech HaBashan Lizrol Kal Yisrael, the stone that Og Melech HaBashan wanted to throw on Kal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Gemara, give me Rilat. This is not based on Psukim, it's based on our Masora, our tradition. So Amar, he, Og, said, now you have to, this is going to sound like unusual, but you have to just be patient with it. Amar, Machane Yisrael Kamahavi, how large is Machane, the Jewish encampment? Tlata Parse, three parsa. And it was three parsa, 12 mil. 12 mil by 12 mil was the, you know, the area that the Jewish machane occupied. Esav Akir Tur Bar Tlata Parse, he said, I'm going to uproot a mountain, which is three parsa, that was the size of Machane Israel. The Ishti Elayu, and then I'm going to throw it on top of them. The Ektalinu, I'll kill them all. Azal Akar Tur Bar Tlata Parse, so he went, he uprooted a mountain that was three parsa in dimensions. Va'aiti al Reshe, he put it on his head. Va'aiti Kuchabrichu Alei Kamse. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought ants on the mountain. He says, Venakvua, they bored through it. Venachi Pitsavare, the mountain now went down, now it's on his neck. Habibayin L'mishlefa, he wanted to take the mountain off his head. Mashche Shini L'hai Gisa, his teeth came out and locked it in, like buck teeth or something. L'matzi L'mishlefa, he couldn't get it off. V'hainu Dechtiv, that's what the Pasuk means. Again, these Medrashei Chazal explain difficult Pasukim. So it says, V'hainu Dechtiv, Shinei Rishim Shibarta, like the teeth of the wicked you've broken. V'chrib Shimon Lakish. D'amr Shimon Lakish, Mai Dechtiv, Shinei Rishim Shibarta. What does that mean? Altikri Shibarta El Shiribavta. You made them large. He says, Moshe Kamahava, how tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? Eser Amot, he was 10 Amot high. And Rashi says, because he erected the Mishkan was 10 Amot high. Shakil Nargam Bar Eser Amin, he took an axe that was also 10 Amot high. Shavar Eser Amin, he jumped 10 Amot. Umachi Bekarsuli Bekatle, and then he hit with the axe, he hit Og on his ankle and killed him. All right, now, I just really quoted from the Rashba, they had a Hezber for this. And again, with these Gemaras, there's, you know, there are other explanations as well. Looks like I'm going to get it out. So this is on footnote 17 and 54b2. He says like this. Everyone with me? So he says, the Rashba says, the righteousness of the Jewish people is not sufficient to warrant the divine aid required to overcome the great and mighty nations that oppose their entry in Eretz Israel. So the Klal Yisrael didn't have enough zechuyot. They had to rely on the merits of the Avot, he says, and the Shua that Hashem took the Avot. So the Gemara Masechet Nida and Samach Aleph says that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Og because he had this chus that he had informed Abraham about Sarah. And even though he had ulterior motives in doing that, nevertheless he's got a big chus for this. So, anyway, so
Abraham,
I understand. Yeah, right, right. Police. That was the incident, right. So he says here, so Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that Og has got, in Torah it says, Al tira oto, don't be afraid of him. So it's clear Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of him. So why was he afraid? Because of all the zechuyot. So Og himself realized he was deserving of divine assistance on this account. He hoped to uproot the mountain of Avram's merits from the natural beneficiaries. So the mountain, that represents the zechuyos of Avram Avinu. He says, we find in scripture it compares the patriarchs to mountains in the sense that they were the rock from which the Jewish nation was known, like Habitu El Surachu Sabtem, and something like that. So he says, indeed, Og would have succeeded were not for the prayers of Moshe and the Jewish people. So, and prayer, which is uttered with the mouth, symbolized by the locust, he means like the ants. That, in other words, we said ants, but he's saying locusts. In other words, the locusts that bore the hole and messed. In other words, so Og has got his plan. He's bringing the mountain, which represents the schuyos that he's deserving from Avram Avinu, and then Hashem causes these ants or locusts to bore through the mountain. That represents the tefillah of Klal Yisrael that are cutting through. So he says, in his prayer, Moshe Rabbeinu invoked his own merits, and that's represented by the Ten Amot Moshe, the merits of the people, that's the Ten Amot acts, and the merits of the Avot, that's a 10-amah jump back in time to the origins of the nation. Combined total of all these merits were successful in getting the effects that Og took. So the ankle represents the steps he took to tell Abraham about Sarah. The Rishpah hastens to add, however, that Og also sought to use his extraordinary physical might against the Jews, intended to throw an enormous boulder or several boulders at them, a feat no other man was strong enough to perform. Therefore, when he sees this massive stone, when we realize that Og was unusually powerful, the Jews were saved only by virtue of a miracle. The Maharsha raises difficulties with Rosh Hashanah, has his own explanation, and he says, see the other commentaries in Note 13. Yes. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Robert, you good? You good? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, all right, we're on the 10th medium-wide line. Ve'evan sheshav alei Moshe. If a person sees a stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, then he makes his bracha. I don't know how you know that. Yeah, I don't know how you know that's the stone, but whatever. Tichtiv, b'dei Moshe k'vayim ha'ichu'evan ma'yisim b'tatav ha'yishav aleha. That Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were like heavy, you know, tired, and they put him on stone, and then Aaron and Hur, they each lifted up a hand when they were fighting Amalek. Ve'ishto shalot. If a person sees the wife of Lot, it means in the Tziv Melech, the pillar of salt, Lot's wife is turned into a pillar of salt. His wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt, so then he make a bracha there as well. The chomad Yericho shenivla, and the wall of Yericho that is swallowed in there, that the wall fell down underneath it. So the words, Mishlema Kulu Nisa. So I'm saying they're all miracles, fine, they're in the sky for bracha. So he says, the Amar, so in other words, how can I make the bracha on Yishto Shalot? That's like where Hashem is exacting his punishment. That's like the bad news. He says, the Amar Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. So the words is right. If you see Yishto Shalot, you'll make a different bracha. You'll say Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. But the Tana of the Brisa that we did in Amun Aleph says, if you see any of these things, you'll give Shevach Vahudah, praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. And now you're saying it's Dayan HaEmet, it doesn't sound like thanksgiving. So the Gemara says, Tani Alot V'al Ishto Mevarchim Shtayim. So a person should learn in the Brisa that for Lot and his wife, you make two brachot. Al Ishto Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmet. For his wife, you say Baruch Dayan HaEmet. Yalot Omer Baruch Zocher Dat Tzadikim. For Lot, you'll say a different bracha. Baruch Hashem Melech HaOlam Zocher Dat Tzadikim. So it means you'll see the Netziv Melech and you remember what Hashem did for Lot. Rabbi Yochanan, even when Hashem is anger, and it means like anger is an anthropomorphism, but Hashem is like, you know, exacting punishment, he remembers the tzaddikim. When God was destroying the cities in the valley, those Sodom and Amorah and all the five cities there, so he says, he remembered Abraham, he sent out Lot from the destruction. So he remembers the tzaddikim, even at a time of massive destruction. And okay, that's the piece for that. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, we go on. The wall of Yericho that was swallowed in the earth. The Chomet Yericho Nivla, it was swallowed. V'hanafla, it fell over. Shnemar v'hikishuam et kol ha-shofar. When the nation heard the sound of the shofar, v'yiriwam trua gedula, they screamed out this big trua. I don't know if it means the shofar blow. What is, how does he say in the RSO with trua gedola?
Great shout.
Great shout. He says, he says that the wall fell underneath it. So we have to explain. So the Gemara says, came unto put you veruma ki hada, please quiet. Okay. Came unto put you veruma ki hadade, since the width and height of the wall were the same. So the width, you might be interested in this Gemara.
I am interested.
Open it up and see who gave it. Mazel Tov. Here's this whole set. It's on the wall. Anyway, now, all right. Now he says, okay. So he says, "V'chomat Yericho." He says, so the Gemara says, "Came into put Yeruma ki hadani ninu," since the height and width of the wall were the same. So this wall, like the wall, is normally, you know, thin and tall. This wall was like a box, not like this, quite like this tissue box, but you get the idea. So if it falls over, it looks like it's still standing. So he says, Mishum hachi ibala b'lui. So therefore, the only way to make it clear that the wall is being destroyed is that it gets swallowed in the ground, which is what happened. Okay, that's that piece. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're three lines before it gets wide on Nun Dal and Amud Beis. Okay? So Amarab Yudamara.
That's what made it a miracle. Right.
Okay, now, Amrav Yudam Arav, I mean, the whole thing was a miracle.
Yeah,
they're blowing the shofar, just the wall comes down, that's a miracle. But it came down in a certain way to demonstrate the miracle. Okay, so Amrav Yudam Arav, Arba'at Shrichim Lehodot. There are four people who are obligated to give Hodot, thanks to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yordei Ayam, people who go to the sea. Hochemid Barot, give me a favor, I'm sort of bothered. Can you give me Chelik Beis and Mishabura, the blue? He says, Arba Shrichim Lehodot, Yordei Ayam, people go to the sea. Hochemid Barot, people who travel in the desert. If a person was sick and he got cured, a person was incarcerated and he was freed. Okay, so it means so some Rishonim want to say, I think it's the Rush wants to say, that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash you'd be chayav to bring a Korban Toda, and now Bizman HaZeh you make the Birchas HaGomel. Now there's a the mnemonic device for this is the Chol HaChayim Yivdu Chasela, that all the living creatures will give thanks to you. So the word Chayim is Chavush Yam, the Chavush is incarcerated, Yam is the sea, Yud is Yisurim, afflictions, and Midbar. In other words, Chayim is the acronym, so you remember which are the four that one has to make the bracha for. All right, let me see if I can find this Siman Shulchan Aruch. It's Siman, one second, Reshetet. All right. So now let's see back in the Gemara. So the last narrow line. Yordei Yam and Alan. Where do we know the people who go to sea are obligated to give hodah to Hashem? Dichtiv Yordei Yam ba'aniyot v'gomer. The people who went down to the ocean in boats. Heimaru ma'aseh Hashem. They see the deeds of God. Va'omer va'yamed ruach sara yalu shamayim yirdu tomo. In other words, like God causes a storm to come. They go up. The boat gets tossed and turned. Va'omer yachogu bi'anu kashikur. They reel around like a drunk person. Va'omer v'yitzakul Hashem batzar lahem. They cry out to Hashem when things are difficult for them, and we saw Tamiotim, he saves them in their difficult situation. Biomer, Yakim Sarah Ludmama, he turns the Sa'ar, the storm, to calm. Biomer, by Yismahu Kishtoku, they're happy that it's quiet. But Omer, Yodul Hashem Chasto, the Hotel of Adam, that they should give thanks to Hashem, you know, for saving them from the sea voyage. Holchemid Barot Menalan, what do we know? People who go through the Midbar, that they have to give thanks to Steve. Talmud Bar, again, the same Parak and Talim, says Talmud Bar, Bishimon Darech, that they, like, from plunged in the desert, like in the difficult desert, Ir Moshav Lo Matzav, they didn't find settlement. By Yitzkul Shem Yadrichim B'derech Yishora, then they cry to God and He guides them through. Yodul Hashem Chasto, so they should give thanks to Hashem. Mishach Halav Ben Etrapei, the person who was sick and got cured. Dichtid Avilim B'derech Pisham. People who are foolish because of all the aveirot, and with him yitanu because of all the aveirot, they suffer. Kol ochel tzeinu avsham megomer, they don't like food. By skul shem batzar lahem, that they cry to Hashem when it's difficult for them. Megomer yishlach the rovi yirpaim, and he sends forth his word and he cures them. Yodu laHashem chasto, they should thank Hashem. Misha chavush veda asurim minalam, when we know a person was incarcerated, that he should also give thanks to Tiv. Yoshvei choshech b'tzamav megomer, people sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Ki himru imrei kel, they rebelled against the word of God. Megomer by Achnab Amal Libam, they were humbled like with the toil of their heart. Gomer, Yomer by Zekul Hashem Batzar Lahem, they cried to Hashem when it's difficult. Yomer Yotzi Mechoshek Vatzamav Gomer, Yomer Yodul Hashem Chasto. Now, I think that the Maharal brings down that with Klal Yisrael, when they left Egypt, they went through all these four things. In other words, Klal Yisrael, when they were in Egypt, so that's like
in prison.
And then they go through the Midbar, then they go through the Yam, and then everybody who was sick in the Midbar got cured. So they went through all four of those things. Now, my mevarach, what bracha does one recite? So, Amar Rav Yehuda Baruch Gomel Chasim Tovim. So we have Baruch Gomel Chasim Tovim, but if you look in the Hagos HaGra, he says V'nichta B'tzidid L'chayavim Tovot Shigamalani Koto, but that's with the riff in the Rush. So the gears of some Rishonim is, you know, Hagomel Chasim Tovot Shigamalani, he says Hagomel Chasim Tovot Shigamalani Koto, which is the way we have it. So Abai Amar Mitzirich Lo'oduye Kami Asar. Abai says a person has to give this Hodah, okay, not by himself, he has to be in front of 10 people. So the pasuk says they'll praise him, the gathering of people. Rashi says two of them should be rabbis. Shneimar v'moshav zekenim yahaluhu. The pasuk says gathering of zekenim. Zekenim is the Talmid Chacham. They'll praise him. Makhlo Ravashi v'emakul Rabbanan. So maybe all of them should be rabbis. So mikti bekal zekenim. It doesn't say bekal zekenim. Bekal am ktiv. It says the kalam, a gathering of the people. Ve'ema be'asar sharama utrei Rabbanan. Maybe it's 10 people. Guard variety people and two rabbis. So the Gemara leaves that as a kasha. So, one second. If you look in Tosfos, the second last Tosfos, Tosfos says that that even if we don't have the two rabbanim, we do it. Now he says v'nagua olam avarach achar shikori b'torah. The minigal olam is to recite this bracha after kriyas the Torah. Now I think they have to kriyas the Torah because if there will be rabbis there, that's when they'll be found. It's time to kriyas the Torah. V'dafka b'chol shafalamita v'alchash brosho b'meya b'enu mutalamitalo a rab Reb Yosef, that he has to be sick enough that he's bedridden is the way Tosfos brings it down. Now it comes out in the halacha. You know, some people don't think understand this or they're not pensioned. In other words, if a person is mechuyev to do birchas agomel, so he's mechuyev to do it by the first kriyas Torah day when it arrives. So in other words, let's say he gets back from a trip on a Sunday, so on Monday he should make that bracha by kriyas Torah. It was the first time they have kriyas Torah, and really Alibad the Hilchata, if he misses that kriyas Torah, he should really say it in the minyan and the people who are there. Like, everybody's got this idea that I'll wait till Shabbos and I'll do it at the kriyas Torah on Shabbos, but really you should do it like right
as
away
soon as possible.
You should really right, I think so, I believe so. Alright, let's see back in the Gemara now. All right, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda chalash v'itbach. Rabbi Yehuda was sick and he became cured. Al gabi Rav Chana Bagdad tov Rabbanan. So Rav Chana from Baghdad, you see Baghdad is mentioned, and the Chacham came to him. So Amri Lehi said to him, B'rich rechman adi habach nehalam lo yihabach la'afra. Baruch Hashem, who's given you to us, and not giving you to dirt. In other words, thank God you survived this, and Baruch Hashem, you're better. So Amar lehu, p'tartun yatim lo duyei. He said, now I don't have to make a bracha anymore. You gave me this bracha. Now I don't have to say the bracha. Va'amar Abai bayo duyei ba'apei asara. But Abai said you have to make the bracha in front of 10 people. There were 10 people there. But he didn't say it. They said it. How did he patter from it? Mm-hmm. He said, Amen. They said, he said, Amen. So that's it. So that's the bracha. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, three people need to be guarded. These are the three people. And it means guarded from mazikim, from these spirits, these demons that want to harm the person. So it means either when the person's down or the person's very up. So the person's down, he's weak and the mazikim go attack him. He's very up. This is the mazikim are like jealous of him. So the chol, a sick person, needs shimur, and a chasen and kala, like a groom and a kala, require shimur. But manitatan, the brisa we learn, chola chaya chata mikala. The brisa adds also a chaya is one who's in, like given birth to a child. And the chasen kala. V'yeshamrim afavel, some say even a mourner. V'yeshamrim af tamina chamim balayla, tamina chamim at night. And the idea is, so the down people, the people who are in distress, are the chola, the chaya, and the avel, so they require shimur. And the people who are like in a good shape, and that's the chasen, the kala, and tamina chachamim. So six categories. So three are people who are down on their luck, so to speak. Three people who are up on their luck, but then you also require shimur. I think there's a question: when is a person a chasen? Like sometimes people are guarded like the day of their wedding, but they're really a chasen when they go through the chuppah, and then that's when they, I think, really require.
Usually have a shomer that day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They usually do have a shomer that day, but after the chuppah, they don't have a shomer. So that's when they really.
After his wife is a shomer.
It could be, but in other words, that's when the person needs the guarding. Okay, now let's do it quickly, and then we'll wrap it up. Three lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Shoshad v'rim amarach b'hem arichin b'mshutav shel adam." There are three things if a person takes a long time doing it, so he gets long days and years. Hamarach b'tfilato, person davens long, slow davening. Hamarach al shulchanos, he spends a lot of time on his table. Rashi says, three lines to the bottom, shvitochach aniyim b'anim partisim, they spend a lot of time on the table, the aniyim will show up and he'll support them. He says, hamarach b'vedakise, person spends a lot of time in the bathroom, that's Michael, maybe his department. Hamarach b'tfilato, mal yutahi, is that positive that you're marach b'tfila? V'amar b'chi b'raba, amar b'yokal, the top line in Haman Aleph, kol hamarach b'tfilato ma'ayin b'a. If a person is marach in his tefillah and ma'ayin ba, meaning he's looking at it, he's expecting Hashem to respond
answer
to his tefillah, he says, top line Rashi, he says, my bakasha should be filled. I daven in such great kavana, so I'm expecting it to happen. So badly day cave lave. In the end, he's going to have a heartache from that. Long tefillah is like a heartache. Rabbi Yitzchak says three things cause one's aveirot to be mentioned in Shemayim. There's a leaning wall. It means if I'm near the leaning wall, so I'm in danger. So it's like brings up my whole, you know, my case file with aveirot. The iyun tefillah. If I'm eyeing in tefillah, it means I am looking in my tefillah and I expect my tefillah, my bakat to be answered. I say, like I have a tine against somebody, I say, Hashem, I want you to punish X, he's a misery, he's a bum. So if I say that, says, well, let's look at this guy, he's the one who's saying the tefillah, let's see what he looks like. So the Gemara says, so which is the story? Is it good to be ma'arich in tefillah or not good to be ma'arich in tefillah? So the Gemara says, halakasha. If he's ma'ayinba, he, because he's doing a lot of feeling, he expects results, so that's no good. But he's not expecting this good. The hechi of it, so what should he do not to expect results? Like if he's doing long davening, he doesn't expect results. The mapish barachme, he should focus on the meat of rachamim from a kadosh baruch hu. All right, that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, to all of you. Okay.